Hello, and welcome to the second Mars Anomaly podcast. This is an enhanced podcast due to the many images I want to show you. And welcome to the show. In this podcast, I'm going to be going over the monolith of Phobos. Phobos is one of the two moons of Mars, the other one being Deimos. Now, here's some facts about Phobos. Phobos is closer to Mars than any other moon is to its planet in the solar system. Its orbit is less than 3,600 miles above the surface of Mars. It is also one of the smallest moons in the solar system. Now, here's an interesting story about the Russian probe Phobos 2 sent to Phobos in 1989. I read an article about it found in www.star-1.org.uk. The Phobos incident. The last transmission from Phobos 2 was a photograph of a gigantic cylindrical spaceship, a huge, approximately 20 kilometers long, 1.5 kilometer diameter, cigar-shaped mothership that was photographed on 25 March 1989, hanging or parked next to the Martian moon Phobos by the Soviet unmanned sonde Phobos 2. After that last frame was radio transmitted back to Earth, the probe mysteriously disappeared. According to the Russians, it was destroyed, possibly knocked out with an energy pulse beam. Now, in that article, there was a word they used, sonde, so I just want to give you a definition for that. Sonde, a rocket balloon used as a probe for observing phenomena in the atmosphere. I have an image of this, and it's in your iPod, or you can go to the website and check it out. But what it looks like is it's a long cylindrical object next to Phobos. And this is, of course, a very low resolution, but there's something very strange that was captured by the Phobos 2 probe. What's interesting, too, is that it lost all transmission right after this. So go figure. In early 2000, I was looking through the images of the Mars Global Surveyor. And in one set of images, there were some Phobos images. And this occurred when it was approaching Mars and happened to be close by the orbit of Phobos. This is actually one of the better images of Phobos there is. So while looking at this image, I noticed that in the center of it, there appeared to be something sticking out of the surface. As I zoomed into it, it appeared more and more to be like a tower or a rock or some kind of spire. Something actually looked pretty large on the surface that was cylindrical in shape, sticking out. As I investigated further and took a look at it and analyzed it, it appeared to be a huge monolithic structure. It had a slanted roof, apparently. And this is pretty strange, and I looked at it. So what I decided to do was to build a mock-up and see if, you know, this is just a trick of the eye, or is this a shadow configuration or something. But I decided to build a physical mock-up and approximate the sun angle and the shadowing and on the surface of Phobos right there around this monolith and see if I can duplicate that image, you know, which mean to me that what I think it is possibly what it is in terms of being a structure sticking out of the surface. So what I did is I did a little diorama. I took, you know, about a foot high structure and I shaped it in what it appeared to look like to me. And I gave it a little triangular roof line. I put some sand in it. I approximated the angle of the sun, hitting this, and got the shadow just right. And I took a picture of it, and it appeared almost exactly what I was seeing on the surface of Phobos. So this led me to believe more and more that there's actually a structure that stuck out of the surface. And I'll have a link in the show notes, and I did like a little movie that you can zoom in on it, and you can see for yourself that it does appear to be something that actually, you know, is towering above the surface of Phobos. Okay, and with the help of Len Fleming, who works for NASA, he took a good look at this and calculated, by counting pixels and whatnot, that this was at the height of a 42-story office building. And he actually did a bunch of analysis on it, and I have a link to that on the show notes as well. I've had others take a look at this, and what they saw was a pyramid-shaped rock that created this illusion of a towering monolith. But take a look at it yourself and see what do you think. To me, it appears to be a monolithic structure sticking out. To others, it appears to be a pyramid structure that creates a shadowing effect to give the illusion of a towering monolith. But who knows? What I think is NASA should send a probe up, a little rover, to Phobos and go around to it and take a look at it. Now, Phobos would be interesting to use as a base for Mars, I think. I mean, being so close to Mars' surface, and it could be used as a stepping stone, as a moon base. So this might be a reason to go to Phobos and take a look at it. Now, Phobos also has the mystique of being really light in comparison to its, to the size of it, which gave some ideas that it might be hollow. And Phobos is a potato-shaped moonlet. It's a little tiny moon. And on one end of it, there's a huge crater, a Stickney crater, that was, of course, caused by some kind of impact. But it appears almost like an exhaust end of a, potato-shaped, spaceship. So that's an intriguing idea to have about Phobos, that at one time, it was some kind of a spaceship. As well, and if it is lighter than it's supposed to be, some other ideas have been put out that it was possibly mined from the inside out, thereby leaving it hollow. So either way, it would be interesting. And if there were aliens on Mars, who knows, maybe they did use that as a base. I've had people propose to me that maybe this monolith was some kind of a lookout tower or some kind of a shaft that leads to the inside of it, some kind of a external mining shaft. All kinds of ideas, can be presented with this. Another thing, too, about this particular monolith is that the triangular point of it, if you follow the line across the surface of Phobos, leads to what I call the baby monolith, which is almost a similar structure, but just smaller in size, that looks like the monolith. Another thing, too, is looking to the surface of Phobos were what are called cuspids. A cuspid is a tooth-shaped rock. And what's interesting about that is that these appear to be similar to cuspids found on the moon. Now, if there's some kind of correlation between that, who knows? But that's just an interesting aside. So here we have Phobos, something that people thought might be a dead moon or nothing that very interesting. And here is this huge structure on it. So I think Phobos deserves a second look. It should have its own mission to it, a science mission, to probe its mysteries and find out about Phobos. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like some more information on the subject we talked about, you can check out the show notes at www.palermopalermoproject.com/marspodcast.html. The music in this podcast was created by my daughter, Renee Palermo. Thank you.